Greetings to everyone. You are in the Royal Priesthood Bible Prayer and Fellowship Room. We are broadcasting live tonight from the Moriah Storgate location in Greenville, Mississippi. And we are excited about tonight. We only have a couple of more days, three more days, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And we will begin our Heart of the Lion activation event here, right here in Greenville, Mississippi, from the 10th through the 21st of August, right in the heart of Leo. Leo is so important. We've been talking about the energies when the sun moves into Leo that correspond to the pineal gland. And it's just an exciting time. Those who have registered to come will experience some things here. Hello? Let me, am I coming through? Can you hear me? I think I need to do something here, do a little housekeeping. Because I have,
All callers are muted and they can unmute themselves.
All right. Now we won't get the background noise there. Can you hear me? Can you hear me out there? Elijah, are you there?
Yes, I hear you, sir.
How am I coming across? Can you hear me?
You sound good to me.
I forgot to do a spot check. Well, thank you. You sound wonderful yourself. Are you and Debbie coming inside?
No.
Oh, you're not. Oh, okay. Well, actually, yes, I was kind of counting on the both of you coming inside here to the broadcast room here where we are. House is a mess.
We can do that.
Due to, and run the board for me, if you don't mind.
We can do that.
All right. Certainly appreciate it. So we are broadcasting again here live. We're looking forward to the event. And yesterday I had an interesting day. Somehow the energies did some contrary things. I would assume I would say contrary, but I was stung yesterday morning, and I was thrown for the first time off of a horse, and I'm still walking. Hit the ground rather hard. but nonetheless, Mother Earth was friendly to me, and other than being a little bit sore today, I'm doing well. So, but we are in the heart of the Lion activation. And Leo, of course, the constellation itself, the zodiac, corresponds to the pineal gland. And we have some very, very interesting experiences and wonderful experiences, powerful experiences playing for this event that will make this event unlike any other event we've held. The energies that are coming in at this particular time because of the position of our solar system in the precession and where we are on the galactic plane, these energies are very, very powerful, and they are the beginning of energies, not the end of energies, but actually the beginning of energies that we will be experiencing as we ascend up the galactic plane. And so we're excited about this event to help those who are ready, that have come and are coming, to prepare themselves for these energies as we ascend up the galactic plane. So we've been talking about the seven seals and the seven chakras, or the seven resistors. Let me just give a little information tonight as we've discussed those the last couple of two, 3 weeks. We've discussed the seven seals in the book of Revelation, chapter 5, and the lion of the tribe of Judah in verse number 5 that opens the seven seals. These seven seals are very, very important because they correspond, as we've said the last couple of weeks or so, to the seven chakras of the seven nerve centers, energy centers in the human body. The seals of chakras are really the body's resistors. And that's really what I want to talk about tonight, because they are the body's resistors. When I say resistors, what I'm talking about is that we have to make sure we have the right current that reaches our brain, because we are electric. We have electric currents, electromagnetic currents flowing through our bodies. Actually, cosmos is electromagnetic itself. And the excess of electrical stimulation to the brain is what builds such things as stress. And the Bible calls this, of course, Satan. And the scripture in the book of James says, submit yourselves therefore to God and resist, as that word, resist the devil, and he'll flee from you. You are going to resist an electricity flowing through a circuit. What law will you follow? And the law of electrical resistance, of course, and that is the OHM, the OM, in meditation. So currents and resistance equal devil or God, equals devil, God, or the devil. And the Bible tells us to resist, or rather submit to God and resist the devil. So what are we actually talking about? We're actually talking about currents of electricity that must be submitted to and resisted. So we've identified God and the angels and demons and devils as electrical currents. And this the simplicity is nothing outside of you that's invisible can change your consciousness or brings fear or whatever. It's all electricity, electromagnetism. So electrical resistance is the key. And the seals that we spoke of earlier are the chakras, which are the body's resistors. The cells in your brain react to one thing and one thing only, electrical stimulation. That's what your cells in your brain react to, electrical stimulation. And if we get these seven seals, the lion of the tribe of Judah, that prevails to open the seven seals. We have the resistors. So as we ascend the galactic plane and the energies come in, the right and proper amount of electrical current goes to the brain so that we don't get a surge and we don't burn out our circuitry. Now, the Bible speaks very beautifully and wonderfully concerning our circuitry in our brain. I don't want to get into that tonight. I'm going to go straight into a question and answer. We've been grinding here on this subject about the seven chakras for the last 3-4 weeks or so. And we're only going to spend 1 hour, so I want to run to the question and answer and just open up the mics and allow you to talk. I've been talking these weeks and these months and years now, and I'd like to hear from you.
So Q&A session started.
So you can come in and let's start a healthy discussion on anything you want to talk about as it relates to this or to the event that's up and coming. And so you come in by pressing *6 on your phone and then the number 1. So I'm listening. I'm waiting for you. I want to hear from you tonight. It's your turn. Don't be shy. Okay, I tell you what I'll do. I'm going to call out your number and just give us a greeting. Say hello. 313, area code, prefix 926. Tell us who you are and say hello.
Good evening, Pat Collins.
Good evening. Good evening. 313. Yes, ma'am. Your mic is open. Your mic is open. Can you hear me?
Yes.
How are you?
I'm still moving.
That's a wonderful thing. That means the electricity is still flowing in.
Yes.
I
appreciate the shofar.
You do?
Yes, I do.
Oh, well, wonderful. 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 Wonderful.
Love to hear it.
Well, we may blow it for you one more time. How about that?
Beautiful.
Yeah. Well, we're glad to have you. Any questions or comments beyond that?
Well, I'm relatively new to the program, and I'm excited in coming to the seminar.
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful. You're coming to the event.
Yes.
Look forward to seeing you. We have something to help you to assimilate and to absorb these energies. You will experience some great and wonderful experiences here, so look forward to seeing you, okay?
Yes.
And I'm going to blow the shofar for you right now. How about that?
Thank you for that.
How about that?
Thank you.
You are welcome. All right. 9510914, your mic is open. I think I know you. 510-914. Your mic is open. I think I know who you are. Hello? 510-914. Your mic is open. You've been shy. Did you put the phone down? Okay. 510, prefix 914, your mic is open. Say hello. Okay. You muted out. Anonymous caller. I don't know who you are. It says anonymous, but your mic is open. Greetings to you. Hello. Anonymous. Okay, 310. Let's see. Anonymous caller is not saying anything.
Hello? Hello? Hello?
Oh, 330, Ohio, 81204. Can you hear me? Press *6 and 1.
This is Sister Hill. I was trying to mute myself back out because I wasn't hearing anything on this end either.
Oh, okay. All right.
So just mute me back out so I can listen.
I don't know what was happening, but it's good to hear your voice. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you? How's everybody else?
Everyone is excellent. We're excellent. I was just opening up a Q&A to hear from everyone. We've been talking this week. We've been talking about the event that's coming up starting on Monday and talking about these energies that are coming in, and it looks like our computer and phone systems and radio broadcast was being hit by something.
It really was, because I couldn't hear a thing on this end. So.
Okay. All right. Well, we've been talking about these energies and the seven seals and the seven resistors to make sure we have the right electrical currents going to our brains as this energy comes in. And I wanted to hear from everyone tonight. So this is just a let me hear from you. Let me know you're out there tonight.
Okay.
All right. And good to know that you're there. Love you much.
Love you too now.
Peace. All right. We're back live. I do believe those of you who are in the room tonight, we've discussed the seven seals or the seven chakras, seven energy centers as resistors to this energy to regulate the proper amount of electromagnetic energy to our brain as we ascend the galactic plane, to make sure that our pineal glands are vibrating at the right hertz and frequencies. Let's see if I could see my brother out here in the Bay Area here. Let's see. He said he may come on. No, I don't see him. Okay. How about 206? Hello and greetings to you. Area code 206.
Hey.
743. How are you?
I'm fine. Just fine. Kind of wondering a little bit about the brain energies. That I think it's a little bit of a problem here, but the sun is out after a really hard rain, and we really needed it. It's pretty crisp out here in the Northwest.
Oh, wow, this Nakia?
Yes, it is.
How are you? I recognize your voice.
I'm hanging tough, and I'm glad to hear your call. It's sorry I can't come back there, but weather it, we'll weather through.
Okay, okay, all right. But it is certainly good to hear your voice. You are aware that these energies that are coming in now in Leo are some very powerful energies, correct?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I've been reading about it, and I think they're trying to increase some things that are detrimental to us as well. So we really need to be on top of it and try to, you know, assess and figure out how we can help each other.
Yeah, correct. I do appreciate some of the information that you've been sending me. It's been very helpful.
I get it from different sources, and so I just want to pass it on without any judgment, because it's, you know, I don't know everything any more than a lot of other people don't know, but it's good to be aware of what's being put out.
Right, right. Well, one of the things that we do know is that the constellation of Leo corresponds to the pineal gland, and the pineal gland is our energy receiver, receives the photonic energy from the waves that are being transmitted from the cosmos, and we are connected to the cosmos and to the source. And I really wanted to talk a little bit about the source and where this energy is coming from in the center of the universe, and what constellation is coming out of the constellation of Coma, which galaxies are in constellation, not the opposite. And Coma is in the zodiac of Virgo. And these energies are coming from galaxy 4555, which is a galaxy there in the center of our universe. And these energies are coming in. They've been coming in for quite some time. And we have ascended the galactic plane. We've been in the dark for the last 12,000 years. And we have crossed the plane now where we are coming in contact with these energies. And this month, in August, when the sun moves into Leo, is the perfect time for the pineal gland activation or the single eye activation to make sure, because these are just the beginning of the energies that will saturate this planet. These are just the beginning. Don't think that the wave that's coming is just the end. It is actually just the beginning. So we're glad to have you, Nikki. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. Peace and love and truth to you. All right, let's try the Philadelphia area code 215-769. Your mic is open. 215.
Hetapu, Duanatea, Rarobat, I am Angel Lady Love, Angela Del Philly, Lady 24, Korabibi Louise, and blessings to you, Honorable Brother Dr. Khalif and Sister Midwest. My number, by the way, is 215-769-8233. It rings about 9 times if I don't answer, and it will record. But I'm so grateful that you had pointed out last week that you are the royal priesthood of Moriah. As you know, I'm a high priestess of the royal priesthood of Melchizedek, which many call the Archangel Michael. And when you pointed out about the pituitary gland and the pineal gland, the Holy Spirit reminded me this is why they had me taking 4 semesters of anatomy and physiology and biology when I couldn't understand why I was doing it, but I was being obedient. And I recalled that I remember that when a male has the sperm, and we speak of the chakras, somewhere or other there's some kind of stimulus that goes to the brain. And then I started asking people, because as you know, I don't have internet nor a computer, which we really have to be careful of being in front of that computer so much, as the Honorable Dr. Delbert Blair has told us, it gives off radiation, which affects our brain. And these people who know this, they say, oh, yes, there's a little radiation and people are getting brain strokes, but we haven't had conclusive evidence. So we have to be careful of these electronic devices, because you said these are electrical devices, and in our brain, we are electrical beings. And this, I had to learn the hard way when My parents didn't know better when these people put into our shoe stores these X-ray machines, and the take on it was, oh, you can see whether your children are balling up their feet in the shoes. And in those days, they used to buy a pair of shoes that had to last quite a long time because they were quite expensive. So they didn't know that X-rays were adding to the radiation, and now we're giving children radiated food. All of these products are making it's accumulative in our body. When I pointed this out, many doctors are mentioning it, but most people don't ask the doctors, what does it mean by accumulative? And when I was a little girl, too, with the black and white TVs, they tell us never sit in front of it. As when the 60s came and the color TVs, they said definitely don't sit in front of these. This gives more radiation than the black and white. I can give more details, but moreover, in studying this pituitary gland that you brought to our attention, different bits and pieces that I'm getting, because as I said, I don't have internet nor computer, brought to my attention, they call that the master gland. And it mentioned about something about it's one of the endocrine glands, as well as hypothalamus hormones are available there from this. It goes into growth hormones and thyroid and follicles, and it has other information. I would humbly ask people to further investigate in an anatomy and physiology book. It goes on to say that the pituitary gland, again, is the master gland. It controls all functions. And the pineal gland is the seed of the soul. That's what it's known as well as the third eye, and some even call it the pineal eye. I found that quite interesting. That produces the melatonin, and that hormone also is dealing with the concerns of regulation, of especially the reproduction cycle, our sexual cycle. And it's involved in our sleep, whether we are awake or asleep. And, of course, melatonin is more developed when in the darkness. So when you were correlating this with the two witnesses of Revelation 11 last week, I was like, whoa, because I've been studying this by myself. And I said, I never thought of it that way. And then when you said there are the oils and one is positive, one is negative. And then when I've learned more about this stimulus of the sexual reproduction and what's really going on, sexual desires and all of this other variables that this correlates, I said, oh, my goodness, the Holy Spirit laid on my heart when I used to be able to see better than I am now, which I'm praying for healing. I used to see these sexual condoms in broad daylight on the streets, as well as the fact that now with more and more men are involved with themselves, which is in total violation, first of all, in Leviticus chapter 18:22, meaning the higher universal melanin, the rich, supremely divine, or if you will, divinely sovereign, divinely supreme man, and the higher universal melanin rich, divinely sovereign, divinely supreme woman, shall not lie with mankind as with womankind. It's an abomination. It gives even more definitive to that in Leviticus chapter 20. I don't know the verse, where man shall not lie down with mankind. And that's the genetically engineered beings. But moreover, that correlates when you had given us the lesson about weird sex. I don't know if you knew about what is in the lost books of the Bible with Cain and Abel. Often, one day I said, now, no man's going to kill a man because he didn't like the gift, and his gift didn't seem as respected from to the Most High as his brother. I said, there's got to be a woman involved. Well, their take on it is that both Adam and Eve had babies, twins. Cain was supposed to marry Abel's twin sister, and Abel was supposed to marry Cain's twin sister, but Cain wanted to marry his own twin sister, which is part of this incest that's going on still. But moreover, so that's why he really killed Abel. That's in those lost books of the Bible. And if you get a copy, also in there, if you have the same one I have, it also talks about the book of Enoch, the father, daddy of what was the oldest man that they talk about?
Methuselah,
right. And you know how he went in, they say that they don't use the word transcended. They say do you know the word I'm looking for?
In the book of Joshua, it says he ascended.
No, they didn't use the word ascended. It was another
word,
translated, or something like that. They used that term. Right. And he gives all this of the different heavens that he saw, and you could tell that he was in some kind of spaceship. And then when he was allowed to come back to Earth, he told his sons to write it down. But he, by seeing and having that experience, he didn't want to stay on Earth. And it's similar to, well, Elijah ascended. And it's similar to the ones that talk about John in the Revelation, that he was, some parts of that book is talking about what they're seeing in a futuristic venture, as well as in a higher domain, talking about the other planets or this ship that had different lights, and he can only compare them with the various jewels, precious stones. This light was like ruby, emerald, green, blah, blah, blah. But at any rate, I am just so humbled to get this better comprehension. I don't know if I've confused anyone or not, but by them calling the third eye, or if you will, the pineal gland is the third eye, and the melatonin variable that is made only in the darkness when we sleep, and our circadian cycle is being thrown off because of all this mankind made, especially this daylight savings time, as well as the fact that all these other things that are coming in the way of our thinking. And we're judging people when we really shouldn't be judging. But moreover, that chapter 11 of Revelation, I humbly thank you. I'm going to give more study to this. But in the street, what has been part of my message here recently, these genetically engineered seeds, as I said, the pineal gland is also known as the seed of the soul. The seeds have been taken out of the fruit and vegetables, this genetic engineering. They are pushing on us, especially soy products, which are just as marijuana products. They're high in estrogen. Estrogen is the female hormone. When I studied the marijuana early 1970s, when I'd see the women in the bathroom curled all up and blowing the smoke into each other's mouth, not natural, seemingly, to be of the same sex. I later found out it causes men to lactate. Now they come out with the fact that it causes men to get full-blown gynecomastia. And that's in mayoclinic.org, gynecomastia, gynecomastia. It causes men to grow female breasts. And any type of growth that is abnormal is dysplasia, or if you will, it's cancer. Whenever the cells are not functioning the way they're supposed to function, that's a dysfunction. So men are not supposed to grow female breasts. And I correlated that with one of these glands that you were mentioning, how in one of the places that someone had looked up for me, that the pineal gland gives the sexual desires, but it was one of them that also causes the women's breasts. And I found that all of these things that are happening, and for instance now, these doctors, when I've told young women, they told me, is that why my doctor told me that my baby can't drink my milk and they can't take this other formula, but I had to feed them soy milk? I said, yes, because that soy milk will make the baby boys into girls, and make the boy, the girls into being more masculine. In other words, making men effeminate and women uneffeminate or ineffeminate, if you will. The fact remains we've got to pay attention to this, and that's why our employees, they are not our government. We, the people, are the government in this country, the United States of America, are promoting marijuana. Not only it gives people hallucinations, it makes people, some become, they become scared of different things. Our police, our firemen, our construction workers are suffering from lead poisoning, also under Mayo Clinic. It'll gives you what happens with lead poisoning. You can't necessarily find it in the blood, and our medical industry knows this. I was given confirmation. The lead bullets, as Honorable Dr. Richard Califax, Dick Gregory, brought to my attention in January. He said, where do the police wear their bullets? They wear them on their body. You know what's in the bullets? It's lead. As soon as he said that, I started investigating. There won't be leadless bullets until 2018, and even then there won't be, because many of our various different governmental agencies are hoarding guns and bullets, and we don't understand why. These foreigners are coming here, having worked and been in these civil wars in their countries. They also are suffering from lead poisoning. Anyone that handles a gun, the lead particulates goes into their skin. The skin is the largest organ of their body. It causes libido and mental instability. Heretofore, our police, many of them are in our armed services, and they're trained to kill or be killed, and most of the people that they've been killing here recently are the Moroccans, if you will, the Afghanistanians, the Iraqians, and they're highly melanin-enriched people. They used to show it on TV during Bill Clinton's reign, so to speak. He's not supposed to reign. He's supposed to be our employee and ask us what do we want and need, not tell us what to do. But moreover, I've noticed they only show pale Arabs when they're showing these people. But guess what? The evangelicals have been paying to the northern Russians to one-way ticket to come to Israel, and also the northern Russians are in, not only in Israel, they're in Palestine, Syria, as well as Turkey. And the fact remains we're overlooking all these factors, and we need to investigate that, because they're all up in the United States of America. One comedian even said...
Can I please break in for just a second? This is Aladia Midwest. You know, I find these topics that you're talking about very, very interesting, and I'd have to agree with you about all this stuff. But, you know, we're kind of on a time frame here because of the radio, BBS radio time frame. And so maybe we could continue this on my show, on, you know, the Truth Matrix radio show.
I didn't know you were on a time frame because no one was saying anything earlier.
We only have an hour with BBS radio.
Well, I hope no one has lost the information that I just generated, because we're all being duped in this country, and all things hidden is being, I'm talking, all things hidden is being revealed. I would hope that I would be able to wind out what I'm saying, Midwest. There's only, I don't come on every week, Midwest. I don't know why you're being disrespectful to me.
Can you come on my show on the conference call?
Again, I'm trying to wind out what I'm saying, please.
No.
My number is 215-769-8233. 215-769-8233. The truth shall prevail. And I humbly thank you, Dr. Khalid, for bringing this information about.
Hold on 1 second, please. Thank you very much. Now, go ahead, Angel, Lady Love, and finish. We are on live radio broadcast. And finish. We have some other people.
I want to get them on the air,
so go ahead and finish. Thank you.
Okay, I want to humbly thank you for bringing this factor, especially Revelation chapter 11, what you brought forth, because it, all of our, this, our book, Bible Means Book, and it's painstaking, because of the fact that many of the books have been taken out, and these very degenerates have our information. They're claiming all of our stuff. Most of us, the higher universal melanin-enriched supremely divine men, the higher universal melanin-rich supremely divine woman, are sitting in homes such as myself without heat and hot water. I pay my bills. They've done fraudulent accounting, as they pointed out. May 25, 2006, Enron was found guilty of fraudulent accounting, securities fraud, and several counts of conspiracies. They're using the weather-making machines, as Stephen Quayle, Q-U-A-Y-L-E, calls it, weather wars. And they're cutting people's electricity, water, and gas off. Now even telephones, if the electric cuts off, the telephones are shut off. We've got to come together, and we've got to bring forth the fact that we live in the United States of America. Russia shut off all of the Europeans' gas connections the other year or two ago and continue to threaten it as they are building. They've built the nuclear plant in Iran. They're building a nuclear plant in the Vietnam, where many of my friends were killed because they were drafted, and they were killed and died in the jungles of Vietnam. Russia's building their nuclear plant. No one's questioning it. George W. Bush never questioned the Russians building the nuclear plant in Iran, and he was sending our children to Afghanistan and Iraq. And he said because his daddy was threatened by Saddam Hussein. Mr. Saddam Hussein is the business partner of George W. H.W. Bush, and Mr. Osama bin Laden, who's not dead, is the business partner of George W. Bush, aside from his clone. And President Obama has a clone, and President Obama has no right to bring forth the Obamacare or any of that without our consent. In this government, I threaten to them that they will be fired if they ever shut down the government again like they did October 2013. Excuse me, I apologize. Excuse me, but this has to be brought forth because they're having meetings tonight and we don't even know our rights.
Can you please go into my show tomorrow night? 7 Central, and I will give you the platform for over an hour that we can discuss all this stuff, because you have very important, pertinent information, and, you know, that's kind of like a free conference call. Right now we're paying for this show, and that's not to say that your information is not excellent, but we need to move on because there's other people in the queue. Angel Lady Love, I love you to death, but can you please come into my show tomorrow night, 7 Central? I will give you the platform, honey, I promise.
Okay, thank you very much. I apologize, but my suffering makes me, but I'm grateful, and I bow before Dr. Kali for bringing that very pertinent information to me. Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you so much, sweetheart. Peace and love. Go ahead, Dr. Kali. Somebody might Dr.
Police,
are you still there?
I'm here. Thank you very much, Angel Lady Love, for all of that pertinent information. And 256, your mic is open. You're in the queue.
Hello?
Yes, 256, your mic is open.
Oh, thank you for taking my call. And if Midwest would announce her showtime again, I'd really appreciate it because I want to catch that.
Okay.
It's 7 o'clock Central, my dear, tomorrow night.
Okay, thank you.
Now, you know, I didn't miss on the show, so don't miss them.
I'm sorry, we see.
If I will be back or not.
Okay, 7 o'clock tomorrow, let's see, Friday.
Central, yes.
Okay, the nice lady that was just on, I would suggest a great book. It was less than $8 on Amazon. It's called The UCC Connection. How to... Oh, God. And my question is, okay, The UCC Connection, How to Free Yourself from Legal Tyranny. That'll let her know about this government is not our government. It's a corporation. So all that other stuff. Okay, so that'll help her understand. My question to Dr. Khalif, would you please explain that the nice lady mentioned man and mankind. What is the difference? Is there a difference? And finally, the ascendant masters. I don't understand the ascendant masters. And are there anyone that you know of that you can recommend that does channeling that maybe I could preview their broadcast? Thank you.
I think Midwest can answer some of those questions, especially the ones about channeling. As far as the Ascended Masters, the light workers that are here, that are sent to help us to ascend, to bring us the information, are those that have gone through the process and have, when I say process, I mean in reincarnation, and we have been sent to help the planet to ascend. I am one of those light workers. And there are many of us out here. But the most important thing that we must remember is that there's no force in the universe more powerful than consciousness and human consciousness and the love that we must have, which is the most powerful force. It is ubiquitously sprinkled throughout the universe. That this universe is a creation of love and an expression of love, the abundance and proliferation of all resources. Now, as far as the man and mankind are concerned, there are individual beings that have not evolved, but have the knowledge that we share and use that knowledge in terms of holding the planet and the solar system that we're in hostage. But most importantly, what you must remember is that of let me quote the scripture to you. When the enemy comes in like a flood, spirit will raise up a standard against it. And so regardless of how many weapons they have, she mentioned a moment ago, many, many weapons, and you mentioned the UCC, Universal Commercial Code, and Admiralty Law, the Law of the Holy Seas, and all of the spells that they've placed on us in terms of the language that we use. None of those weapons will prosper against us because they are not as powerful as consciousness, and that consciousness is infused with love. With love. Now, that is the distinction between man and mankind. Those that are at different places on the evolutionary wheel, the cycle, there are those that are still trapped in the lower consciousness of survival, sexual urges, as you mentioned a moment ago, and hunger. And that is where they want to keep us trapped. That we are driven by those three bottom chakras, and we don't move into the heart chakra. These events that we have, that will start Monday, is going to help open that heart chakra and allow us to open the right brain so that we can open the consciousness of right brain consciousness, which is the most powerful force in the universe, more powerful than the CERN, Hadron Collider, Particle Accelerator, any weapon that they can use, any spell that they can cast, any language that they can use. Now, as far as the channeling is concerned, I'll let Midwest tell you about that because I don't. That's not something that I am familiar with to the level that she is. You want to tell her about someone that can help? Or you? I tell you what, if you go into her show tomorrow night, since we're running out of time, I'm sure she'd be happy to tell you about that issue. We have one more person I need to bring into the queue, so I'm going to close out, and you go into her show, and she'll give that information to you. Thank you so much, and peace and love to you.
Thank you.
All right, Bishop Abednego L, electricity, all of the angels, their names, end with L, E-L, Mike L, Uriel, Misrael, Anathael, Gabriel, L, electricity. Everything is electric, okay? The angels that we read about are not some beings with wings. Everything is electrical. Abednego L, you are in the royal room. Your mic is open. I got you.
Yeah. Yeah, Bishop, bless you. We don't have much time before you close out and shift over. I've been listening, and I have gathered some information here and there, and I wouldn't dare allow a rookie to do the job of a pro. So I'm just going to hand it back in the hand of my big brother. Bless you.
You are gracious. You're not a rookie. Hey, I really appreciate that clip from my, you know, my idol was David Ray Williams when we were in high school. He taught me how to quarterback and throw a football. And, of course, I taught you how to catch that ball over there on that hill. Told you not to drop it. And so that guy is.